Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Hurricane bound on Crosscrack Island, Rocky can do little to help his friends. Despite the efforts of Yeo, Mitch stubbornly refuses to reveal where Rocky and the others are hiding. Hearing that Mitch is in danger, Anne pleads with her captor to let her see him. Finally, Gorg agrees and she goes down to a cell deep down below the palace. Little does she know that in a room above, Gorg and Yeo are waiting for her to speak.
In that cell is a secret microphone, Yeo. Believe me, we shall soon learn where Vokta, his cursed son Yan, and the Earthling are.
So that is why you let the woman go to him, eh?
For no other reason. She thinks it's because of something else we discussed. I am clever, eh?
Shire, when we have learnt their hiding place, then what?
What's the use of it?
They will all die.
Naturally.
And with them all opposition to your rule and plan.
That is very true, Yo.
News of their death must be sent to all corners of Venus. Then no one will ever dare oppose us again.
But quiet, for I...
There is just one thing, sire.
Well.
Our prisoners will be sacrificed to Norse, the sun god.
As you see.
The woman, too.
The woman, too. Although it will hurt my heart to see such a lovely animal die.
It will be better for your future plans, sire. A beautiful woman can turn a man's mind from his work.
Have no fear. I have but one dream, the conquest of the universe.
Others in our world have the same dream, sire.
What do you mean?
Nothing, really. I'm merely pointing out that you, should you change your plans, it might not be healthy for you.
I see. I take it that you would remove me.
If it would help our world to rule the universe, yes.
Oh, listen to us, Yeo. We are spitting and snarling like enemies, whereas we are friends. It is stupid for us to go on this way. I need your help to conquer the other planets. Together we can do it. Divided, we will fail.
We will not fail, sire.
Your words are good to my ear. Have no fear, Yeo. My only thought is universal conquest. Already our plans bear fruit. Hundreds of robots are being turned out each day. Many spaceships are almost ready. It will not be long before we stand together watching our invasion fleets leave for the Earth.
Good, sire.
Yes, I have decided to attack that planet first. I am certain it will be an easy victory for my robots. The Earthlings are so busy fighting among themselves that they will not be able to withstand an interplanetary war. They will run in terror from my little men.
Those new robots you have...
They are wonderful, Yeo. Much, much greater than any others that I have invented.
This is the first I have heard of them.
Oh, I do not tell you of all my schemes. However, you will see them for yourself within a few days. My scientific assistants have at last produced 5 of them. We are almost ready to conduct tests to which you will be invited.
Good. Shire?
Yes?
They are quiet in the room below. They have not discovered the microphone, have they?
Of course not, of course not. It is well hidden.
And what are they doing? Perhaps that loud speaker does not work.
It does. Listen.
There is nothing.
That is the lovely Anne walking across the cell.
Oh, Mitch.
He sounds upset.
Mitch.
He will not answer.
You have not killed him, have you?
Not quite, sire. You've questioned him a lot, not allowed him to sleep or eat.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
He cannot, but we can, you, eh?
Oh,
he is waking you.
What have they done to you? Only Rocky was here. Oh, Rocky, come quickly. Come quickly.
Shire, how will her whining help us?
Have patience, Yeo. Have patience. Soon he will recover, and then we shall learn all that we wish to know.
Rocky. Must you always stride back and forth across the key? You will only make yourself tired. Sit down and rest by me.
Oh, I couldn't sit still, Marla.
Your head is full of worry for your friend.
Yes.
Especially the girl, Anne.
Why do you ask?
Is she lovely?
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose she is. I haven't thought about it.
No, oh, you Earthlings are the same as the men here. You are all blind to beauty.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
You are. Our men here never know how lovely a girl is until she has been sacrificed to Nuss. Then listen to them howl.
Marla, what is this Nuss worship? You and Yan have mentioned it quite a lot.
Oh, it is horrible. Mus is the sun god, and until Vodda became president, hundreds of maidens were offered as human sacrifices to Mus every year.
Hundreds?
Yes. Oh, if you could have heard this scream. Oh, please, let us not talk about it.
Tell me, why did you worship the sun?
It is an old custom that dates way back to our very beginnings.
Yes, but why human sacrifice?
So that Mus would dry and warm our seas. You see, only for a few weeks of each year does the sun break through the heavy atmosphere that envelops our world.
Oh.
And like he does, our crops fail. So our ancestors had the dreadful idea that human sacrifices would please him, and he would shine longer upon us. Oh, Rocky, you do not understand how dreadful it was. And now Gog has started it all over again. He is bad all through.
The sooner I get Mitch and Anne out of his clutches, the better.
You cannot until the hurricane is gone.
Is that you, Rocky?
Who's that, Mama?
I have no idea.
Rocky!
Why, it's Jan.
Jan! It is you. For a moment I thought it might be ghosts.
What are you two doing here? Why, we didn't get very far, I'm afraid. The hurricane blew us back onto Cosgrack. Are you looking for us?
No. I came wandering off along the tunnel. I could not sit idly with my father, not knowing how and where Anne is. So I came away on my own.
How did you get here?
By the tunnel. All these caves are connected, one with the other.
They all are?
That is so, Marla. Eh?
Is it?
You know it is. Many is the time we have explored all the caves.
Marla, you said that...
Oh, you are angry with me.
Why, I ought to turn you up and spank you.
She deserves it, too.
Is it wrong for me to want to be with a man who owns me?
No, please don't start that again.
It is true. You saved my life. Therefore, it is yours.
Do not listen to her, Rocky. She speaks without thinking.
I do not, Jan. I tell the truth.
Now, Marla, look, please. Please don't let us fight. I'm not angry with you.
You are not?
No, not in the least. You might as well have been sitting here as anywhere else. Yeah, any sign of a hurricane dying down?
Not as yet.
Well, how long do they usually blow?
Oh, it is hard to say.
Sometimes it is impossible to reach the mainland from Cosgrass for weeks and weeks.
Oh, I've got to get there quickly.
We both have, Rocky. Otherwise, we might never save Anne and Mitt.
If Gorg harms either of them, he'll regret the day he was born.
Leave him to me, Rocky.
No. He's my mate.
Well, we will see. In the meantime... let us go back to my father. You two will need food.
Yes, I could do with some. How's the organizing going, Anne?
My father has arranged sabotage parties. And men are building radio transmitters to spread the good news around.
Radio? Oh, my gosh.
Why, what is it?
Anne, is there any chance of one of those radios being able to contact Earth?
I have already arranged that, Rocky. As soon as the weather clears, we will try to contact Professor Vernon. Oh,
gosh, how can I tell him that Anne's in great danger?
It might be as well... not to?
Yes, it might be. Well, let's go back to your father and pray hard that this hurricane soon passes.
Mitch, can you hear me?
Is that you, Aunt?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Not long.
Any chance of getting me down off this wall?
Oh, Mitch, what have they done to you?
Nothing, I'm fine. I was kidding. I'm very happy up here.
Oh, Mitch.
Hey, you ain't crying, are you?
I didn't know that they were torturing you.
Sure you didn't.
Gork wouldn't let me come before.
Forget it. I ain't squealed. See, could you just wipe my lips?
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Yes, you didn't, pal.
Mitch.
Hmm?
I'm going to tell them where Rocky is.
No.
I've got to, Mitch.
No, you can't do it.
They'll only torture you more and more.
Well, let them.
I won't, Mitch.
You won't get nothing out of me.
I can't bear to see you hurt.
Fine. If I wasn't tied to this wall, I'd walk around the room till you dropped.
You're wonderful.
Yeah, I know. All the girls say that.
Funny way.
Boy, I could do with a drink.
Try not to think of that.
I didn't really mean it.
Mitch, I'm going away for a little while.
No, Anne. Stick around for a bit.
I won't be long, honestly.
Where are you going?
I'm going to tell Gorg everything.
No, Anne, please don't.
I've got to. It's the only way I can save your life.
His swollen, bleeding lips try to form words, begging Anne not to go. With a supreme effort, Mitch yells,
"Wait, Anne! Wait!"
Anne stops at the cell door and walks slowly back to him. Can Mitch persuade her not to give away Rocky's hideout? Will they discover the secret microphone in time? How can Rocky help his friend? There are more thrills ahead for you in the next exciting chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination Venus.